From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. The Montgomery Chamber and Maxwell Air Force Base recently hosted a ceremony honoring Mrs. Catherine Romay Johnson Davis. Mrs. Romay Davis has been awarded one of the nation's highest honors, the Congressional Gold Medal. During World War II in England and France, she was a member of the Women's Army Corps 6888th Central Postal Directory Battalion, or the 6888 as they were known. These 855 black women worked through warehouses of backlogged mail to deliver it to soldiers in record time. Today we visit with Mrs. Davis, a remarkable centenarian, by Skype. Mrs. Romay Davis, welcome to Troy Public Radio.
Well, I'm very glad to have the interview.
I want to talk about your receiving the Congressional Gold Medal this week. What was your response to that?
Just plain excitement. I didn't know what to do with myself. I couldn't believe it was happening to me. I appreciate it. I like to hold it and just look at it and read about it and think about it and what it's all about.
During World War II, you were a member of the WACS, the Women's Army Corps, 6888 as they were known, the Central Postal Directory Battalion.
Yes.
So as a motor pool driver, you had the important job of delivering that mail.
Yes, I was a part of it. I didn't do as much mailing as some of the women because I had to drive all the time. Whenever they called, I was always in the motor pool. And it was amazing how fast the women got the mail through because they had hired two groups before that, and the mail was stale and delayed heavily. And they worked day and night in different shifts, and they got it done in 3 to 3.5 to 4 months.
When you went overseas by ship from Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia, the German U-boats actually were trying to attack these ships that you were on. Did you know anything about that at that time?
But our ship almost turned over, like on its side, 2 times. The motors were in the air. You could hear them throbbing and throbbing and throbbing, and everybody was scared.
It must have been a frightening time when your boat was rocked and you were almost turning over.
Yes, yes. It was a dilemma for a lot of us. Not for me. It seems to me my nature is to get stronger when something happens and get in there and help whomever needs help.
It sounds like you were a strong person that your fellow Women's Army Corps members leaned on during a scary time like that.
Yes, it's a peculiar thing about me when it says trouble. When I'm on hand and when the trouble is, I get to work. It's a funny thing. And I'm normally a quiet person, but I seem to know what to do and how to do and how to assist some of the women who were frightened. I wasn't frightened. I said to them, what can you do out here? What's the point of being frightened? And that's my nature.
And how long were you in the military, in the Women's Army Corps?
2 years and 4 months. I think it was 3 days after. And it was Christmas time when I got home.
Did you also go to France?
Yes, I learned a lot there. I learned to drape and became a designer after I came back home. I designed children's clothes for 30 years. Here in the States.
That was in New York, right?
Yes. I learned to drape on the model and on paper also.
So after a 30-year career as a fashion designer, you retired. You came to Alabama.
I came to Alabama because I married a man in New York who was from Alabama. And he wanted to come home, so he said, let's go, sweetheart. But I've had a pleasurable life here in Alabama. And since he's been gone, I've been just as content as I have, you know, when he was with me here. Nobody bothers me or says ugly things to me, and I've enjoyed my work, and I've been getting along fine.
You came to Alabama and devoted the next 20 years to working at a local grocery store.
And then I was looking for a part-time job, so I went to the store. I got a job. I didn't want to be a cashier. So he said, go find yourself some work to do then. And he didn't know me. I just met him. but he liked me right from the beginning. And he said, go find yourself a job. So I had to find something to do. At first, it was just a cleaning job and straightening up the shelves. So I ended up continuing that job and then assisting wherever I was needed. And I was there for 22 years.
Miss Davis, along the way, you earned a black belt in martial arts.
And I was too old, of course, but I did it anyway. My friend's son was just starting to learn the arts, and I said, I think I'll do that too. So I started kicking and clapping and moving about just like he did. And I got my black belt in about, I guess, about 4 or 5 years. It took me that long, but I got it.
You seem to have such a zest for life. Of course, you joined the military back in 1943. Your brother joined the U.S. Army in 1943. What would you like to say to your listeners about the importance of serving one's country?
I enjoyed it, and I hope most of the men who were saved learned as much as I learned about it, too. Probably more, because they were really in the fight, and I was not in the fight. It was a learning experience for me, and I'll never forget. And all that's happened since then made me remember even deeper.
Miss Davis, when you were presented the Congressional Gold Medal at Montgomery City Hall, you were also presented a uniform. Was this similar to the uniform that you wore in World War II?
Yes. When I received the medal yesterday, I was dressed in my civilian clothes. I didn't have a uniform. My clothes and trinkets that I brought home had been stolen in New York on my way home. When I had to stop to see my Aunt Lola, and I came back to the car to go home, then everything in the car had been taken. But I received yesterday a surprise Foot Locker. Had two suits, and I don't know what else it had, a medal. And I almost jumped out of my seat. They opened it, and there were my clothes. The people had gone. The colonel who works at base here had supervised some shopping and had gotten me the wool suit. I think there were two medals in there, my ribbons that I wore on my shoulder there, and the clothing, a khaki suit. And I almost jumped out of a seat and ran to the box. And everybody in the building was surprised.
Ms. Davis, you are famous. You are a part of the history of patriotism in the United States and the history of World War II. And I want to thank you for your visit today.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And I hope every citizen of the United States, imported citizens and born citizens, take really precious care of what has been transformed in this country. Because I think a lot of good things will come out of this. A lot of clarity about race and getting along together as people of a state. I really think it will have a very serious effect, a positive effect on the whole citizenry.
We are so grateful that you adopted Alabama as your home. Thank you for your visit today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Joining us by Skype was Mrs. Romay Davis, recipient of the Congressional Gold Medal. She was a member of the 6888, an all-black Women's Army Corps Central Postal Directory Battalion in World War II. A documentary about the battalion, Making a Path of Their Own, is described with interviews on YouTube. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is now a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.